1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. FEMA officials say many of the victims of the Maui wildfires died in their homes. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is on Maui, where searchers believe it may take years to identify all the remains.
Harrowing video shows people on Maui desperately seeking refuge in a pool as an inferno burned all around them during last week's wildfires. And now, as FEMA crews continue the grueling search for victims, it's becoming clear many were either unaware or had little chance to escape the fast-approaching flames.
Where are you finding most of the remains?
Anywhere where there's a bed.
People were asleep.
People were asleep. People were in various stages of fleeing their location.
Meantime, Hawaii's governor vows to protect Maui from developers. Some locals report receiving cash offers for land destroyed by fires. Thousands of people are being evacuated from Yellowknife, the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories, due to an approaching wildfire. Some 1,000 wildfires are burning in Canada. Jeff Amey with the Canada Ministry of Health.
We are starting to draw all kinds of health associations between fine particulate matter and health outcomes, such as, you know, the ones you would think about, cardiovascular issues.
Right.
But there's an association that we're seeing with diabetes. There's an association that we're seeing with low birth weight.
CBS's Scott McFarlane has the latest on plea negotiations with 9/11 defendants.
There's now fresh outrage for Kristen Breitwiser, whose husband died in the World Trade Center after the Pentagon sent this letter to families revealing plea deals are being considered in which the five men would accept criminal responsibility for their actions and plead guilty in exchange for not receiving the death penalty.
I thought I lived in the United States of America. I thought we were a nation based upon the rule of law. And obviously, that's turned out not to be the case.
Hurricane Hilary is churning a few hundred miles off Mexico's coast. It's projected to hit California by early Monday and move up to the California-Nevada-Oregon state lines by Tuesday. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
It's incredibly rare. So the last time that we had a landfalling tropical storm in Southern California would have been 1939. That's before we named storms. So that gives you an indication of how long ago it was.
A Taliban official from Afghanistan's Ministry of Vice and Virtue says women lose value if men can see their faces in public. More from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The official says the only proper way for a woman to wear the hijab, the Islamic headscarf, is if their face is hidden. The Taliban, which took over Afghanistan 2 years ago, has said the failure of women to cover their face in public is the reason the government has barred them from most public spaces and from having a job or attending college.
This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
To your left, our new exhibit, Monarchs of Springfield. And right here, we have our empty tour guide stand.
The last time Bryn hired someone is ancient history.
Sir, excuse me, that's not part of the exhibit.
They need tour guides who know the museum ropes.
Hey, kid, you like wearing khakis? I got a job for you.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 48. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high of 78. Mainly clear. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 59. Temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Are you tired of think tank approved corporate news and commentary? Are you tired of CEOs telling you what to think, who to hate, and who to vote for? Well, welcome to the Rick Smith Show. We don't take orders from some boardroom, and we don't do focus groups or talking points. We don't work for them, and we never will. I'm Rick Smith, and I work for you. Join us daily at thericksmithshow.com and download the podcast and never miss a minute.
It's time for the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is the voice of the working class, Rick Smith.
And welcome, brothers, sisters, working class heroes. This is the Rick Smith Show. Thanks so much for being here. Today on the big program, lots to get to, lots to talk about. I got to start with probably the funniest story I saw all day. And look, you know, if I'm being accused of a crime, if I've been indicted, maybe I try this tact. But according to the AP, Donald Trump's lawyers have asked a federal judge to schedule trial for April of 2026. April of 2026. Now, look, you know, I'm going, who knows? He may not even be alive in 2026. But the DOJ is asking for a January, this coming January, a couple months down the road. The Trump folks, 2026. Yeah. And look, am I surprised? No, not at all. But what they're saying is, look, you know, sorry, you know, the guy's, he's a busy guy. He's a busy guy. He's got stuff. He's got places to be, things to do, people to see, deals to make. Because he's got to surround himself with the best people. I'm guessing that's it. Now, the argument is he's running for president, so we don't want to interfere with that. So I guess if I'm ever accused of a crime, I'm just going to run for something. Run instead of running, just run for office. Because, hey, you know, you're disrupting my schedule. Quite amazing, amazing stuff. Now, yesterday, I talked about something that evidently, you know, piqued some interest in some, angered some others. I talked about the song North, Rich Man North of Richmond, I guess is what it's called, by this guy Oliver Arnold, I believe his name is, or Oliver Anthony. Yes. I said I listened to it. I saw that it was getting some attention, and the listservs that I'm on, you know, the people who are much further left politically than I am, you know, we're just, this is, you know, basically calling it a Nazi anthem. You know, it's the song of white supremacists, and he's going after, everyone saw what they wanted to see in it. Whatever their colored glasses were, that's what they saw. Whatever silo they found themselves, that's what they saw. And I was simply pointing out that, look, the reality in this day and age is people are angry, people are struggling, people are suffering, things are happening that need to be, need to be addressed. And that we do need to listen to others. We do need to hear the voices of working people. And look, first and foremost, I am not a country music fan by any stretch of the imagination. My wife will attest to that. You know, we've been together a long time, been married over 23 years now, been together, you know, 27 some odd years. Never. In fact, one of the first things that came up was, what kind of music do you like? Anything but country was the response. And well, here we've been together all this time. But here's the thing, not a fan. Just to put that on the table, not a fan. Had to do that. But the idea behind it, I'm a supporter of. The idea of working people are struggling, I'm a huge supporter of. So I got a bunch of emails, and I want to go through some of it. Daryl from Minneapolis wrote me an email, said, Rick, you read the lyrics to Rich Man North of Richmond, and I have to tell you, I was so happy to hear your take. Too often we are forced into silos and never actually talk about anything productive. I think you hit the nail on the head when you were talking about Red Hat, Blue Hat. Love that frame, by the way. I saw LeBron James singing along to that song and thought, LeBron James and Rick Smith like it? It must be all right. Keep up the fight, brother. And look, Daryl, again, not a country music fan. It's the message, and it's what's being sent out. It's what we should be hearing. You know, the feeling of this country right now is there's something wrong. People are angry, and we have to address this. And I've said for a very long time, whichever party figures out how to address these concerns and make people feel like they're addressing their needs, they're going to be the dominant party. I think of FDR. You know, people are still talking about, we need to go back to the New Deal and FDR. There needs to be that. Because understand, you watch some of the videos that come out of these rallies and stuff. There are people who are angry. They're saying, we're not Democrats or Republicans. This isn't white or black. This is what I've always said. It's green, it's money. And what the reality is, and the reason we keep hearing a lot of the stuff that we hear is once we figure out corporate America has been screwing us, they're in trouble. Once the very wealthy are the target instead of each of us, there's going to be problems. Now, I got another email, no name. Rick, I'm disappointed to hear you defending that Richmond song. You know what people like me means, right? This is dog whistle to white supremacist crowd. Do better, Rick. I didn't get that. I guess maybe you can throw that in there somewhere if that's what your view is, what your silo is. I get it. But then I got these emails. Now understand, I know nothing about Oliver Anthony. All I saw was this song being talked about in this space that I ghost, that I just want to know what people are saying. And this is horrible. This is bad. So I had to go see it. So this person sends me an email, and I'm assuming this photo is of a Facebook post from Oliver Anthony. And on February 24th, 2022, he posts, as an American, I support and stand with Joe Biden. He has changed this country for the better. Those who live off government assistance are parasites to this country. Joe is what a true American is, hardworking and not taking handouts. Those on the right who sit on their backsides and complain about the left are not this country. A true Democrat is this country, and that is Joe. This is the guy who supposedly wrote the white nationalist anthem. Someone else sent me an actual Facebook post, a link to his Facebook page, where he goes through and tells the story of his life. He talks about how he dropped out of high school in 2010 and then got a GED. He talks about working in multiple plants for poverty wages, 6 days a week, third shift. He talks about the struggle. He talks about being injured on the job in 2013, fracturing his skull and can't work for months. He talks about all of this stuff. And this is not unique. This is what working people go through and what I've been talking about for years now. This should be new to none of my listeners. This is the kind of stuff that I've been talking about for, well, coming up on 18 years now. because this is the life that working people live. He said he got another job where he spent the last 10 years hearing the same story from person after person. And he says, look, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people being neglected, divided, and manipulated. He said, look, there's nothing special about me. I'm not a very good musician, not a very good person. He says, spent the last 5 years struggling with mental health, using alcohol to drown it out. He just says, look, I just want to see a better country. And I got to tell you, when I listened to that song, that is what I heard. And what I hoped would come out of it is what he says he wants. And that is people to pay attention to who is really dividing us. Look, and you could attack me. I've been attacked over this before. As someone who was humiliated having to use food stamps as a kid because my mother could not find employment or childcare or any of that, I am dead set against handout programs. I want jobs programs. My mother wanted a job. My mother needed healthcare. I want policies that are going to move in this direction so that we don't have these humiliation moments. We don't have these divisive moments. And I've said for years, government should be the employer of last resort, bottom line. You need a job, you need to put food on the table, you're going to get one. But no, we're not going to get that from our Republican friends. And again, I come back to, saw this information today. CEOs from 300 of the healthcare companies in this country, the top 300 CEOs of publicly traded healthcare. Now remember, we're told, well, healthcare is all nonprofit. Nonsense. Their combined salary in 2022 was $4 billion. $4 billion over 300 people. You're talking over $13 million a person here, with the top guy being, or the top actually woman, being the head of Moderna, pocketing $394 million. You want to be mad at something? Be mad at that person. Be mad at this system. Now look, the welfare person who he went after eating the fudge rounds. Yeah, you go, hey, I don't agree with that. The welfare queen that I want to go after, the parasite that I want us to go after, are these CEOs who are stealing healthcare dollars that should be taking care of people instead of lining their pockets. See, I'm a policy person, always have been. Sound policy, smart investment. That's how we rebuild the most prosperous working class in the history of civilization. And I come back to where this has to be political. The Republican Party has shown me nothing that they give a rat's behind about any working person. What policy have they moved forth that's going to help us? Let's take school lunches, for example. Something very simple, something that benefits the working class of this country, something that I benefited from as a child. They want to do away with universal lunch programs. It's in the Republican Study Committee's report. Want to do away with that. Kids, if they're hungry, they'll go in and clean the bathroom, pull themselves up by the bootstraps. You just had Josh Shapiro, who's just signed the law here in Pennsylvania guaranteeing breakfast and lunch for students in this state. That is a good thing. Republicans want means testing of lunch programs because, you know, we don't want anyone undeserving to eat. And I like what Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said. He said, look, the haves and the have-nots in the school lunchroom is not necessarily the thing. Just feed our children. Give them the dignity of just being able to eat. In the wealthiest country in the history of civilization, can we at least do that? And then maybe we start. We're reaching out to this Oliver Anthony to try and get him on the show because I think this guy can be.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Possible. We just have to do it. I want to hear your thoughts. Email me, rick@therickSmithShow.com. Going to take a quick break. Right back with your thoughts. Stick around. You'll listen to The Rick Smith Show.
We We are AFGE, the American Federation of Government Employees. We represent 700,000 federal and D.C. government workers who are the vital threads of the fabric of American life. We support our nation's military. We take care of our nation's veterans. We protect our nation's borders. We respond to our nation's crises and natural disasters. We provide services to our nation's seniors, the American Federation of Government Employees. We work for America.
The phone lines are open. Give Rick a call at 1-866-416-RICK. That's 1-866-416-7425. Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
I gotta tell you, I'm still stuck on the Trump lawyers going, yeah, we'll start trial. Let's book April of 2026. Let's do that. Wow. I don't know how you do that with a straight face. I don't. Let's go to the phone lines. Got Steve in Chicago on line one. Steve, how are you?
Fine, thank you. And I wanted to talk about the connections between, say, for instance, country music as an art form, and what you were referring to in terms of what position it has in terms of our culture and in terms of the working class movement. I would argue that more so than any other musical form, it has ties to the working class movement in a way that no other form does. And for generations, you know, these were the artists that were singing about the plight of the working man and what they owed to the system and how they couldn't get ahead and how you get paid and go back and give it all to the company store. This was the kind of art form that helped to bring many of these people to unions and bought them to the Democratic Party. But as union strength has eroded and union membership has declined, the Republicans have been successfully able to peel these people off based on a number of different tactics, not the least of which are things like social issues, single voter issues like abortion and gun rights and so forth. And because let's face it, these individuals who are from the old Rust Belt and part of the South, they were never voting Democrat because of our positions on race, on gender, on sexual orientation, none of these things. You know, as a matter of fact, they would hold their nose on those issues and vote for us in many ways. So when they no longer saw themselves as being represented by the Democrats, because again, the unions were no longer serving the same role that they did, say in 1970 in this country, then they felt they had no allegiance to the Democratic Party, and it allowed the Republican Party to peel them away. So, and you're absolutely correct. The question is, how do we get them back to realizing that their interest lies in the same camp as other people who may not look like them? They might not go to the same church. They might not be the same skin color. They might not be of the same ethnic origin. But nonetheless, they are all in the same pot when it comes to being part of the working class or working poor in this country or even the middle class. And yet somehow Republicans have convinced them that they have more in common with a CEO than they do with some guy who is a different color or ethnicity who lives across the street from them.
No, you're spot on. And this is the mastery of what Republicans have done. And I got to tell you, the failure of the Democratic Party to give them a reason. And you're spot on right. And I go back to the Clinton era. You know, as people were losing their factory jobs, this, hey, just go get an education. That doesn't fly. Because, you know, what are you going to do with somebody in their 50s who had a job making 70, 80 grand a year? Now you're going to train them to go back to almost minimum wage? That's a slap in the face.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm not sure how we get them back in light of a global economic dynamic. I don't want to go too deep in the woods with this, but I contend that part of what we came to realize was the American dream coming out of the Great Depression and really going to, say, about the mid-1970s, early 1980s. You had a couple of generations of what we identify today as the American dream. You could come out of high school, mediocre education, go to work in a steel plant here in on the south side of Chicago, as my father did, and raise four children. You could send them to college, you could retire. But that was a dream that lasted a couple of generations until it started to fade. And largely because, you know, after coming out of the Second World War, the United States produced 51% of all the goods and services on the planet. So I want people to understand, like, to get a perspective of what that meant in 1945.
Right.
And then to go forward, obviously, that declined over time. And the people that they saw their industries decimated in Europe. Japan saw its industry decimated. Well, over the next 30 years, they rebuilt their industries to modern standards. We in America, we didn't. Instead, corporate America here, the big three in Detroit, thought that they would reign supreme for centuries to come in the auto industry and could build junk and pocket money because they thought everybody was going to buy American until the end of time. Well, that didn't happen because other car manufacturers built better things and cars that people actually wanted, and they came to realize that a bit too late. So I don't know what the answer is because, again, we're living in a global economy, and now no matter who you are, with the exception of a few industries, you have to compete in an international marketplace. And how do we then do that?
Well, I think what Biden is doing with some of the policies to reshore manufacturing and government investment in new technology, I think that's a smart first step. It's going to help us build an industrial base that's going to move us in that direction. And I understand what you're saying, that the globe was void of a lot of manufacturing, but we're also the planet's largest consumer. So if my ideal of domestic production for domestic consumption, I think you start there.
Oh, and you're absolutely right. Now, obviously, the plan in terms of what you're talking about is very different than what you see manifested in the real world economy. In the real world economy, CEOs and division heads and so forth, they all are under pressure to minimize costs,
yep.
Which, let's face it, the single largest cost is labor. So in other words, if we could automate, if we could offshore, if we could do any of these things to minimize costs, then obviously we can maximize profits. The problem is, but if you spread that out over the entire economy, because you're not the only one to think of this, that sooner or later you run out of people who you want to sell things to because they no longer have jobs and therefore cannot buy the things you're selling. The way in which, things worked for much of the 20th century was American workers made a good living and bought a lot of things with the money that they made.
Yep.
And all of us prospered under that system. But what happens when you don't need workers anymore, or you need them at such a minimum rate of pay, such that, and then you expand that over the entire economy. Okay, who's buying what you're selling now?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I couldn't have said it better myself. Good stuff, Steve. I mean, I'm right there with you. I mean, the idea that if workers don't have wages, and this is what I fear about automation and robotics, when people are no longer needed, who buys the widgets and the whatnots? You're right. Appreciate
Absolutely.
The call, man.
And if I could make this, one last point, I do think there is an additional conundrum here in that, the quote-unquote American dream, if the entire world lived like the average American lives, we would need 2 to 3 additional planet Earth. So we do have to start asking ourselves, even if we could go back to our grandfather's day of consumption in terms of where America stood versus the rest of the world, we don't have the resources on this planet for everybody to live the way that we used to. Not because the rest of the world didn't stand still. They came out of poverty, including in China and India and so forth. So how do we then reconcile that?
It's a good question. I'm sure you've got an answer for that real quick?
I have no answer for that because, again, where do you get those resources?
I'm with you. I got to move on. I got to get one more call before the break. I appreciate the call, Steve, though. Thanks so much. Let's go to Alice real quick. Got a minute for you, Alice. What's on your mind?
What I wanted to say was, I think one of the factors that has led to the working class going over to the Republican Party is, in the heyday of the Democratic Party, they were just coming out of the Depression and World War II. And a lot of families had been through extreme poverty and saw that the Republican Party wasn't worried about it.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation.
At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 48. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high of 78. Mainly clear. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 59. Temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
We're not tinkering at the edges, brags a far-out right-wing group that instigated the scheme. We are writing a battle plan and we are marshaling our forces. They've already drawn up a list of agencies and policies they'll begin eliminating on day one. And they've readied a list of some 20,000 right-wing henchmen to put on the federal payroll immediately to enforce their plan. If this sounds ludicrous, it is. But it's actually happening. For the Republican Party has decided to be ludicrous. As the director of Project 2025 told the New York Times, This is where the conservative movement sits at this time. This is Jim Hightower saying, maybe, but it damn sure won't sit well with the American people, who are presently suffering the hellish ravages of our rapidly overheating climate. Indeed, here's a great chance for Democrats to demonstrate their bipartisan spirit by doing all they can to publicize the Republicans' let-it-burn global warming policy.
And turn your home's value into cash for whatever you want. Whatever your lending need, it's just a few clicks away. Apply online at greatmidwestbank.com. Great Midwest Bank, your simply local equal housing lender.
Track and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Runs to the back himself, and the Brewers will prevail in extra innings here tonight.
Tonight, the crew takes on the Los Angeles Dodgers at Dodger Stadium in L.A.
Lands, it bounces, it rolls to the fence, and this will tie the game.
With Lane Grindle.
Can on his way to second. He delivers in extra innings for the second consecutive game.
And Josh Mount.
The middle and into left center field, a base hit. Contreras delivers yet again. 3-2 Milwaukee.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It is a beautiful night in Los Angeles, California, as the Brewers and the Dodgers get set to wrap up this three-game series here at Dodger Stadium. Hello, everybody, alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you. Brewers trying to salvage a game out of this series after the Dodgers taking Game 1 and Game 2 on Tuesday and Wednesday night en route to their 10th straight win with their 7-1 victory over the Brewers last night. The Brewers trying to get a win before they head to Texas overnight and get ready to open up a three-game series down in Arlington this weekend. Brewers sending their ace to the mound. It's Corbin Burnes. Lance Lynn, who was acquired via trade from the White Sox at the trade deadline, will make his fourth start in a Dodgers uniform here tonight. We've got more of the On Deck Show, built by Menards, when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Hi, I'm Dave Dorsey, the owner of D-Boss Firearms in Oshkosh. If you're looking for extra cash, bring us your firearms, ammo, and accessories to place in our monthly nationwide auction. Have you inherited firearms that you don't want but don't know what to do with? Bring them to us. As an FFL dealer, we can legally handle and transfer your firearms, and we can even auction off other sporting good items. For more details, visit dbossfirearms.com. Call 920-235-5440 or stop by at 609 North Main Street in Oshkosh.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Wapaka, Wishara, Outagamie, Winnebago, Marquette, and Green Lake counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470. For Adams and Sauk counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Columbia, Dodge, and Fond du Lac counties, call Bill at 920-602-7202. For Calumet and Brown counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311.
Brewers fans, step up to the plate for safety with Apex Safety and Compliance. In addition to their extensive OSHA training catalog, Apex Safety and Compliance offers first aid, CPR, and AED training services taught by instructors who have experience responding to real-world emergencies. Whether you're a small business or a large corporation, Apex Safety and Compliance can support your needs. Along with learning to save a life, you'll earn a 2-year certification through the American Red Cross. Be prepared to make a difference by logging on to apex-safety.com. Apex Safety and Compliance, where safety is always a home run.
We'll be right back.
by Menards from Dodgers Stadium. It's a gorgeous night for baseball. This is the best night we've had of these three games so far. And the Brewers will try to salvage a game out of this series, Josh Maurer. It has been a little bit of bad luck through the first two nights, and the Brewers probably haven't played their cleanest games defensively. This is a team that has really relied on their defense throughout the season, but they've had a couple of mishaps defensively, and that has led to some extra opportunities for the Dodgers in this series.
Well, I think the reality of it, Lane, it's a Dodgers team that's playing so well right now, you have to play clean baseball to be able to beat them. And the Brewers, frankly, have not done that on Tuesday or Wednesday night. They've made five errors in the series, three of them in last night's game alone. And when you give these Dodgers right now extra opportunities, you just feel like they're going to take advantage of it every time. This is a team that's 14-1 this month for a reason.
It's August, and this is what the Dodgers do in August. They've done it the last handful of years. They've gone on big runs in this month, and they're in the middle of yet another one. They have been the best team in baseball since the All-Star break. And for the Brewers, the good news is you're handing the ball to Corbin Burnes, who's been so good. And granted, his last start against the White Sox wasn't his best in this stretch since the beginning of July. I thought the way he finished that game, though, was worth noting, because even though he had his struggles, he went out there and gave the Brewers two shutdown innings at the end when they grabbed control of that game.
Well, you forgive Corbin if he has a night where he doesn't have his absolute ace dominant stuff, because before that, it had been seven quality starts in a row. So you let him have one night off, but you're right, it was a game in which he still kept his team in it, and he ultimately won in extra innings.
Now, Brewers and Dodgers, game three of this three-game series. It should be a fun one here tonight at Dodgers Stadium. Brewers trying to get out of here with a win before this series concludes. More of the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We'll talk to the manager, Craig Counsell, after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers pregame is sponsored by
Yelich to right center and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Go!
Menards, Lane's Farm and Fleet.
Back Blackman! Adames has gone deep, and the Brewers have the lead.
Delta Dental.
The pitch, a high drive out to right. Going back is Madris, looking up, and that ball is gone for Rowdy Tellez.
And Wisconsin Biofuels on the Brewers Radio Network.
Is there anything sweeter than the crisp sound of a driver when it connects purely with the ball? Many golfers evaluate the quality of their shot by the sound it makes. You may feel the same about your financial plan. Something doesn't seem, look, or sound right. Think of Annex Wealth Management as financial swing doctors. We'll give you the truly objective analysis that comes from a fee-only fiduciary with no products to push or commissions to chase. If you need help, talk to our pros. Get started at annexwealth.com.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Dodgers finishing up this three-game series here at Dodgers Stadium. Brewers sending Corbin Burnes to the mound. It is the veteran Lance Lynn for Los Angeles, and we're chatting with Brewers manager Craig Counsell before tonight's game. And Craig, this is a challenging 24 hours just from a travel standpoint, and in terms of the guys getting the sleep that they need and everything else that comes along with it. Is there much that you can do or anything you do differently to try to help get through this next stretch of the next couple of games?
Yeah, I mean, in the end, you know, we're pretty fortunate. This doesn't happen to us very often, being in the Central. We don't get a lot of these difficult travel days, but tonight will be a difficult one. We'll get into Texas at 5 or 6 in the morning, and obviously a quick turnaround for the players. We're not going to change much today. I think on the back end of it, we'll probably change some things as far as, you know, getting to the field and spend a little more time away from the stadium to get more rest. But it's just one of those days that you know is coming, and we'll try to get thankfully we've got a lot of young men playing this game, and then they recover a little better than us old guys.
And that is a good point too, because a lot of these guys are not that far removed from the minor leagues, where they're doing stuff like this maybe once a week.
Yeah, the minor league schedule is the new minor league schedule is actually a lot more beneficial to players and a lot fairer to players. We sent Brandon Woodruff to Texas early, so the starting pitcher gets a regular night of sleep. I think that's important. That's really the only kind of concession that we've made here. It's sometimes these are good days, playing tired and just going, not thinking as much, and just going after it.
That is a great point on the minor league schedule. They got Mondays off. They start the new series on Tuesday, play the same team all week long. It might get a little monotonous in terms of opponents, but it does help them from that standpoint, something that they really didn't have any of before those changes were made.
Yeah, they've done a nice job with the schedule in the minor leagues. There's having the same day off every week and knowing that it's an off day is a really nice thing for players and coaches, and I think it just refreshes everybody appropriately.
Back with more with Craig after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Boat Hustle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Boat Hustle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
You can go to addisonjones.com and you can put in what's my property worth by just searching address. And that gets the conversation started. But also on our website, we have agent bios. You can read about who you'd want to work with, and you can choose from the 85 great agents that we have on our team in 4 different locations. So how do agents add value for sellers? Experienced agents that know the market give accurate pricing. We do a free market analysis, and it's a great time in spring to get that started. I think when you're choosing a real estate agent, you want to know that they live and work in your community. I think you want to know that they're side by side with you at the grocery store, or you know, going to the local Kiwanis or the YMCA or some of these different networking places where we're supporting what makes our city special and are trying to make the community better for future generations. And that's one thing that Addison Jones values highly. We give back through area foundations, we participate in community events, and we are going to continue to be there for our buyers, sellers, and our community.
Attention firearm owners, it's time to turn unused firearms, ammo, and accessories into cash. I'm Dave Dorsey, owner of DeBoss Firearms. As an FFL dealer, we can legally handle and transfer your firearms, providing you with a safe, hassle-free solution. Looking to sell other sporting goods? We can help there too. Visit our website at DeBossFirearms.com. Call us at 920-235-5440 or stop by our store located at 609 North Main Street in Oshkosh.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
We're looking for somebody to light the match.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the White Sox, along with Joe Kelly. He's pitched much better since he got to the Dodgers, but he's been very susceptible to the home run ball this year. He's given up 32 overall.
Yeah, Lance is he's always been, you know, has not changed much over the years. Yeah. He comes right at you, and his fastball is definitely sneaky, and that's kind of his best trait, especially for right-handed hitters. It's sneaky. So, you know, there's no secrets with Lance, really. He is a very much here I am, can you hit it? But it's a good fastball. It's a different fastball. I always think it's got some properties. He doesn't throw as hard as Brandon Woodruff, but it kind of sometimes feels like that Brandon Woodruff fastball where it's just got some little life at the end that just throws hitters off for sure. So we've got to be ready for that pitch, and obviously there's the little slider cutter that he throws. That's a good pitch as well, but we got to be ready for that fastball.
And you give the ball to Corbin, who's been one of the best pitchers in baseball since the beginning of July.
Yeah, I mean, I think always, good to give the ball to Corbin to get us off to a good start in the game. Big challenge for him tonight that I know he's looking forward to.
All right, Craig, good luck tonight.
Thank you, Lane.
Craig Council with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We've got more when we return right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Right now, at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, all jeans are on sale. Whether for fit, function, or fashion, we have unbeatable deals on your favorite brands for the whole family. And nothing goes better with your favorite pair of jeans than your go-to pair of rugged, comfortable, and reliable cat boots. Right now, all styles of cat footwear are on sale, $10 off. Check out our entire selection in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
The hardest working people in America find value at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
At Purveya, we do things different here because we're led by doctors like me who specialize in you, all supported by an amazing team. Let's hear from that team.
When you're ready to schedule an appointment, I'm ready to help.
I'm your nurse taking your vitals.
I'm the surgeon repairing your knee.
I'm a physical therapist getting you back in the game.
And I make sure paperwork isn't the worst part of being sick.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Get your game on at the Island Resort and Casino with first-round picks of your favorite slots and table games. Bring friends and watch your favorite team compete on big screens. Grab game day eats in Team McSee's Sports Bar or celebrate your team's victory in Horizon's Steakhouse. To book your game time at the Island Resort and Casino, call 800-682-6040 today.
Gorgeous night, Thursday at Dodgers Stadium. We're getting ready for the finale between the Brewers and the Dodgers. Pair of first-place teams going at it yet again. And as we continue the on-deck show built by Menards, let's go back on this day in baseball history for some drink Wisconsin Blue Brandy old-fashioned history. August 17th. Let's go to 1973, the day that Willie Mays hit the final home run of his career. He hit it against the Reds' Don Gullett, his 660th home run. And ultimately the last one that he would ever get. One of the greatest to ever play this game. One more for you. On August 17th, 1992, Kevin Gross pitched a no-hitter. It was right here at Dodger Stadium. Kevin Gross was pitching for the Dodgers, and he no-hit the rival San Francisco Giants. How about that? Whether you're enjoying the game at the lake, in the lot, or in your lawn chair, Drink Wisconsinably has your cocktails covered with Drink Wisconsinably Brandy or their new brandy old-fashioned in a can. Ask for it where brandy is sold or served. We're going to get you some minor league rehab assignment updates as we go to tonight's injury report presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Rowdy Tellez has been playing now for over a week with AAA Nashville, and he has gotten red hot. Tonight, Rowdy went 2-for-3 in a game against Charlotte. He also walked. One of those hits was a double. And that came after a walk-off three-run home run for the Sounds last night. Tellez's last three games, he's 5-for-13 with three extra base hits. And it looks like Rowdy's getting closer and closer to being ready to rejoin the team. When we come back to the On Deck Show built by Menards, we're going to sit down with a national baseball writer and broadcaster, Tom Verducci. He had the broadcast of the Brewers game in Chicago Saturday. We'll catch up with Tom and get his thoughts on the Brewers this year. That's coming up when we come back on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get the best quality paints plus 11% off everything at Menards. We offer a great selection of interior and exterior paints from popular brands like Pittsburgh. Change the look of your home's exterior with Ultra Paint and Primer in one. It provides a great adhesion and durability. Right now, a gallon of Ultra exterior paint is only $25.79 after 11% off. Good through August 20th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive influence, serve your community, and help get kids back to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any size Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, or Bueno product with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Continuing the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers baseball is coming up, and we're happy to welcome on our pregame guests today. You know him from Fox Sports and Sports Illustrated. The great Tom Verducci is our guest. Hi, Tom. We got to catch up with you in Chicago over the weekend. What'd you think of the Brewers when you saw them up close, and what have you thought of what they've been able to do so far this season?
Yeah, it's really interesting because I've seen a lot of the Brewers this year, and they feel like a different team now than for most of the season. I look at their lineup, and I see three or four guys who weren't around here a couple of months ago, if not a couple of weeks ago. So much improved offensive team. Still not a great offensive team, but much better than I thought the first half of the season. And with the way they pitch, the way they catch the ball on defense, that's all they need. They just need to be a middle-of-the-pack offensive team, and I think they are now. So, you know, I really like what Sal Frelick has given them, not just even just the offense, but the energy that he gives this team. Actually, all their rookies, combine them all together. It's a team, I think, that plays baseball the right way. A fun watch, even if it's not going to be 9-8 every night.
It's not an answer that we can know right now, but if you were handicapping the race in the Central, with about a month and a half still to go in the regular season, it's looking like Brewers, Cubs, or Reds. How do you think it stacks up?
Really close. I mean, the Brewers are used to this, right? I mean, they never wrap things up until at the earliest 2 days left in the season. So I think it'll be another race like that. I always lean towards teams that have the better pitching and defense. To me, that's Milwaukee. Cincinnati's amazing what they can do with some of their young players offensively. The Cubs have turned a corner in July, especially with the month that Cody Bellinger, even the year that Cody Bellinger has had. But if you stack them up for me, the pitching staff 1 through 13 and the way they play defense, the edge to me goes to Milwaukee, and that typically wins out for the Brewers.
Tom Verducci is our guest on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. I'm always interested when we get someone who can speak from a national perspective. I'm always interested to ask about Craig Counsell and your dealings with him and what the reputation is from outside, because we know what Craig's like from inside, but you see him from a more 1,000-foot view.
Yeah, you know, I used to say about Tom Kelly when he managed the Twins, whatever number of wins the Twins were supposed to get, he would get them and probably one more. And I feel that way about Craig Counsell, even within the game. I say there's no manager of the game to me that can squeeze more out of an individual game than Craig Counsell. He's aggressive when he needs to be without being reckless. If you look at the way he operates bullpens, a little bit like Bruce Bochy, where he has to use the bullpen a lot, but does not overuse individual players in his bullpen. I was just looking at this the other day, that in the history of the game, managers with at least, say, 5 or 6 years experience, he has the best record in one-run games of any manager. And, all right, one-run records, we look at it from year to year and say it's sort of fungible, luck goes with you, luck goes against you. But when it happens year after year after year that your team is finding ways to win games, I think it does reflect on the manager. Probably mostly, again, not a great offense, so they're going to be in close games. Not a lot of blowout wins for the Brewers, we all know that. But when you're in these tight games, I think it comes down to executing offensively and especially bullpen decisions. And I think Craig Counsell is as good as anybody. And again, I'll put Bruce Bochy in the same category. And you look at Texas last year, was terrible in one-run games. They've flipped the script this year with the manager change. And some talent, yeah, that's part of it as well. But those two guys stand out to me. Jim Leland, I used to say, was always the best, putting players in the best position to succeed. And I think that description fits Craig Counsell.
Tom, great to get your perspective. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tom Verducci, our guest here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. When we come back, I will get you tonight's starting lineups. That's coming up right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Boat Hustle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work.
Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the